on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Dr. Sean T. Cortopassi joins us. We're going to be visiting about his book, The Way Ahead, Walking Together in Faith Through the Spiritual Trials of Our Time. Dr. Cortopassi, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
It's great to be here, sir.
Well, the notes tell me this book offers a practical, heartfelt roadmap of for cultivating unwavering faith in today's culture of confusion. It blends personal testimony, historical insight, and over 300 biblical references. I will tell you, doctor, I mean, I haven't felt so much confused as I think for me, and we'll get into much more. I don't want this to be a personal session here, doctor. That's not the intent. But I think a lot of people feel like I do. Now, we know the truth, what we're, the culture, what's surrounding us is weighing heavy. And I will tell you that I find encouragement when I have conversations with other brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're just reminded about the work that we have to do here on this side of eternity. And although that I, like creation, long for his return, although I may be saying, come, Jesus, come, that might be the front of the t-shirt, but then the ... on the back of the t-shirt says there's work to be done. And to get that work done, we need to kind of walk through some of the things I'm sure you're going to cover, in this book. And I haven't had a chance to see it, but am I close?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the book is broken out into five separate and distinct sections, through 21 chapters. And really at the heart of it is, kind of returning to the center, which is Christ, and knowing what you believe and why. And you know, prior to becoming born again, I struggled with the questions myself. So I really wanted to write a book that would help serve as a companion to those who want to get back to the foundation and the center, which is Christ.
Right. Well, maybe a good place to start is looking how we as Christians can strengthen and or build a faith that really can survive this world, which has certainly grown louder, faster, and boy, this is certainly true, more divided. How can we work on strengthening our faith and building a faith?
Absolutely. I always like to share this story on the why I wrote the book. I had a mentor of mine. He was a devout Baptist. I asked him, let's talk about Christ. And he said, oh, sure, yeah, let's definitely. And I was asking him, well, tell me what you really think about him. I'd just taken a Christology course in seminary. And so it was a good time to, just kind of revisit it. And I asked him, I said, well, you know what? Somehow we got to talking about how he thought he was, a good man, a good person, good teacher, but divine, not so much. And I was really taken aback by that. And surprisingly, in my seminary course, apparently they had done a survey of a lot of evangelicals, and a sizable portion had similar disposition. I was taken aback. I said, that's not right. That's incorrect in my beliefs. And so I felt this book was necessary to write a guidebook on essentially the hypostatic union, which is kind of a technical term, but I'll break it down pretty easily here. Basically, God is, Jesus is both divine and a man. He was both, not one or the other.
And not half and half, fully both.
Fully both. Yes, sir. And so when that truth sinks in, the hypostatic union, it makes it easier to really base your life on the Bible and trust that he is He is still alive. He still wants to be united with us. He wants those to come to him, and he wants us to fulfill the Great Commission to support him and, bring those closer to him that don't know him yet. And I think he's given us a compass, but not the map, right? The compass is our faith. We have to use it to the best of our abilities to fulfill what we're here to do, and that's to follow his teachings and commands as documented in the Gospels. But to your question, though, how do we survive in such a climate, the 21st century, which is, in my opinion, unprecedented challenges? All I can say is read the Bible slowly, contextualize what you've read, and really take it in and know that it's enduring. It's eternal, the Word of God. The things we face today and today's culture, every generation before us and every generation in the future is going to have the challenges of their day. The Gospels and the Bible itself endures forever, and we can trust it, and we can always go back to that, which is our foundation.
Yeah, it certainly is transcendent, and where we can find the truth. And just hearing, your conversation with this person, you said, what you believe. Well, and clearly what you believe is found in the full context of the scripture. You believe the Bible, and these are truths that you're applying in your life. And, I think I've brought this up in several conversations. How do we do this as everything's growing louder, faster, and more divided? As you said, to know the truth, to be well-rooted in it. I think as we do that, that we know by going through it that the Word of God is alive and active, cutting to bone and marrow, and it will have an impact. It has power to change our lives as we go through it. And by doing so, prepares us to lovingly share the truth and be, sound image bearers, ambassadors for Christ. The conversations even that we talk about having on this show and talk about, say, what's going on in the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, the capital, or other discussions outside of politics, just dealing with issues that are covered in the Word of God, that as Christians and those image bearers and ambassadors, we don't need to be mean and nasty to be right. And to lovingly share the truth is something we need to learn to do. And I think that the next question I have kind of touches on what I started with, some of the feelings that I know I get. I'm a man, I'm human, but how can we faithfully, without becoming fearful, cynical, mean, nasty, or exhausted, how can we faithfully press on?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that question. Obviously we have to keep our heart and our mind on the Messiah. Think about what he's calling us to do, but we don't want to burn out while we're fulfilling our mission, right? We need to get rest. That's important. It's important to impart to others that faith is not an exam. You're not being graded, but you need to show up. You need to be real, simple, practical with those that you engage with to spread Christianity, and with those that are your fellow believers. So pray, reflect, but it's about being authentic, not having a faith that's for show, right? It's about showing his love to others, right? And that's what that's what the Lord is all about. When I read the Sermon on the Mount, Gospel of Matthew, really, really helped me to, get born again through that gospel. And what really struck was just the love that he showed in the Sermon on the Mount and how I try to take that in my life. So I think it just goes to show that none of us are perfect. He was perfect, of course. And we want to be like him. We'll all fall short. But we just have to do our best. And just keep going.
Well, and I cut you, cutting you off. You say we just need to keep. And when you say that, I think, well, practice makes permanent. We need to keep in his word. We need to practice living for him and, you know, let him do a work in us to reach others. We're coming up against a break, but actually, can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
I know you have a background in theology, which, you know, you somewhat mentioned already, and cybersecurity. And I'm going to want to kind of dig into that to see how that might have influenced your understanding of spiritual struggle. Can you stay? Well, I appreciate you saying you stay with us. We'll touch on that when we come back. Sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with more. We're visiting with Dr. Sean T. Cortopassi. He's the author of The Way Ahead, Walking Together in Faith Through the Spiritual Trials of Our Time. You'll find it wherever you look for your favorite books. We'll get to that and more after the break on ABQ Connect.
To ABQ Connect.
Thanks for staying with us through the break, and thanks to our guest, Dr. Sean T. Cortopassi, the author of The Way Ahead, Walking Together in Faith Through the Spiritual Trials of Our Time. Before going to the break, Doctor, I mentioned, reminded listeners that you'd already mentioned you have a background in theology, but also cybersecurity. And I am curious, how might have that influenced your understanding of the spiritual struggle that we're all in the midst of?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that question because, you know, cyber teaches that threats don't always announce themselves. And I think that's also true for danger, evilness that can be subtle, comes from false trust. So we obviously need to have resilience. For instance, when I say resilience to overcome exhaustion, isolation, if we're ungrounded, we're letting the noise take over. But we have to be aware of what is this at face value, and we have to be proactive, whether that's theology or cybersecurity. I think in both instances, it's about overcoming, the need to be vigilant, the need to, you know, try to seek clarity, build your foundations so that you can overcome when crises do occur. There is some overlap, at least that I've seen, and I've integrated both into my life. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, no, I see it. And I don't know if I could have defined cyber like you just did. We don't always see it. And when you think of cyber attacks, we don't see it until, the damage has been done. Draws me to 1 Peter 5:8, where we're reminded to be sober minded and alert, for our adversary, the devil, is like a lion, right? Seeking to devour. And when the pounce happens, man, maybe well prepared can defend against that, but it's difficult. So it kind of goes back to some of what we already talked about. I mentioned, time in God's word and knowing the truth and being prepared to give an answer for the faith that lies within you, you know, day in and day out. But practice makes permanent. So a great application. I love that. Let's also consider some similarities that exist between, you mentioned digital threats and spiritual vulnerability. Any more to that?
Oh, about the,
you mentioned cyber being, unseen.
I mean, So vulnerabilities, right? When in cyber attacks, it's spear phishing, right? They're trying to exploit somebody, get their trust, take advantage. I think that same concept is true with those who are trying to, exploit other people with what their agenda is, which isn't necessarily, which isn't going to have a biblical take. And so I think what we need to do, we have to be proactive. We have to understand that bad habits, compromise, and distraction can all lead to a slippery slope. So it's important to have a very strong foundation, as I was mentioning. And that foundation comes through knowing, the Old Testament, the New Testament, having trust in it, understand. I mean, I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of folks that are like, hey, I just really like the New Testament. Old Testament, not as much, right? And I think that's a mistake. I think the key is the Old Testament leads to the New Testament, which is fulfilled through the Messiah. And if you have the bigger context of how it all leads together, the evidence is so profound, yeah, undeniable. And then you can like really take stock in that, right? So and that really builds up the I think of faith almost like a foundation of a house, right? And you don't want the foundation to crack. You want a strong, sturdy foundation that's resilient and can handle
the storms. Yeah,
storms and unprecedented challenges we're facing in the 21st century, and media, and just other noise and globalization. All these things that are obstacles that we have to overcome in order to live faithfully and follow the path that Christ has put us on.
Yeah, I think often the body of Christ has difficulty, which is understandable. I mean, I think when John wrote Revelation, he can only best write down what he saw. And when we're talking about the spiritual realm from this side of eternity, I think it might be difficult to really grasp how real it is here and now. And one of the illustrations I often use for that is, in the room that you're in, I'm in, there are all kinds of TV and radio stations. But if you don't have a receiver, like, a TV or a radio, those waves that are in the room that you do not see, but are very real, you can't hear the radio or see the TV. In the same way, in the spiritual realm, it is here in the space that we are. And man, if we could have some kind of a tuner to see what is going on, when people are confronted or, meet with angels in the Bible, most of the time they end up on their face, because of, what they're confronted with and how different it is from the world they typically experience. So I want to bring it back to those illustrations you use somewhat in the digital world. We use software to protect us from viruses. And when the attacks come, the wall is there to protect us. In the same way, I think that we look to Ephesians chapter 6 and the armor of God that we should have on. And when those attacks come, we're more prepared, including the sword of the Spirit that we already mentioned is the word of God that prepares us for these times. So, in spite of the things happening around us in culture and our community and on headlines and in our family conversations, being in the Word, and being prepared to have those conversations and having a hope because we know the Word and we cling to, trust, and rely on the truth found in Scripture, we have a hope that is a confident expectation. And I think, again, going back to the book, The Way Ahead, Walking Together in Faith Through the Spiritual Trials of Our Time, by Dr. Sean T. Cortopassi, we're going to find some assistance to be reminded that we do have a hope, and we do have ways to be prepared to represent Christ well on this side of eternity. Before we put a close to our conversation, Doctor, any final thoughts?
Oh, I just wanted to say the way that you had concluded, I couldn't have said it better myself. So I want to say that. Also that at the end of each chapter, I did try to put devotionals and study questions to help the reader contextualize, you know, some of the lessons. Some of the chapters are easier than others. You know, the concepts that I go over in each of the chapters. So I just want to let everyone know that resource is out there too. It's in the book. Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. Well, and whether you're walking through that yourself, sounds like it'd be a great book to go chapter by chapter through, even in a group study.
100%. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, each of the people in your group can find their way to the way ahead, walking together in faith through the spiritual trials of our time, wherever you find your favorite books. Dr. Sean T. Cortopassi, so much appreciate not only your time here, but your time in preparing for the book. And now this is your first book on the horizon. Do we see more coming?
God willing, I sure hope so. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, again, appreciate your time, and would welcome you back. Let us know when book number two is here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.